This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number three. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Jim Mudd.
All right, Jim. Round three already.
Yeah, it goes by quick.
I'm telling you. All right. And it's Open Line Fun Sunday. Phone lines are open. Call us. We'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. All right. Let's get to our callers. Next up, we have Mr. Royce Simmons in Richland Chambers Reservoir, White Bass Capital of Texas. Royce, what's up?
Good morning to you guys. I really like that rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. That's pretty neat.
Hey, that was a good one. The best part about that was when they played it, you know, Brad Paisley played it at the World Series when we beat the Dodgers. I love
I didn't remember that part.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
The F-15 flying over. It was big time, man. It was big. Etched in my memory.
They put on a show of those F-15s, 16. What is that? The flyovers usually.
Well, I don't know. It was all good. It didn't matter. They're all bad to the bone planes. We got the best.
They'll send a chill up your back, won't they?
It will. It'll jerk a tear from a glass eye, baby.
You know, it's just been a strange year so far. We still got two spillway gates open, and it's almost August. I'm going to predict that they probably will shut them off sometime this week with the lake level just a little bit above full pool. The water clarity is excellent. It's always on the main lake pretty good shape. But up the creek, you still got a little bit of tin of a stain, but not enough to cause you to be concerned about your fishing or your catching. But lake's in good shape. We've finished off another week where we had one little hiccup last Monday when we started the week. We had a two-boat family group, adults and kids, or kids, grandkids, whatever, and about 2 hours into it, and we were still lacking topwater fishing. Usually you get maybe a 45 minutes, an hour, or whatever, but we had that cloud cover. We had a good little breeze, and those fish are going crazy, and then here comes that thunderhead, and it did more than just thunder. We had to get off the lake, and we still had over 100 fish in the boat for two groups, and it was plenty of fish, but we cut it short by a couple of hours, and the grandkids, they had out there talking trash and stuff, but just a good morning. But after that, it turned into not really hot. I think this week we may experience the first really hot triple digits of the year, but we had the typical summertime, south, southeast, southwest breeze with 90s pretty much the rest of the week. That day or two of thunderstorms on Monday and a little cool front on Tuesday, it was a little breath of fresh air, matter of fact. Then it got hot. But action is good. Most mornings on the flats for the folks that come up here and chase the whites, there's depending on the day, you know, your conditions, an hour or so of top water, and then we move up one of the two creek channels and start hitting points humps, flats, anything that's 20 feet of water or less, and finding fish that, you know, they don't stay put long. I was listening to your previous caller, and you used some of the same terms we're always using, either moving fast, dead water, light switch goes on and off, all that stuff. It's summertime. It's same in the salt water, it sounds like, but we you know, stay on top of them enough to get a good box of fish usually, and you got to kind of work for them, burn some gas in July and August, but that's, you know, it's summertime.
Yep.
You hearing that from my peers on the freshwater, same type of stuff kind of set in?
Pretty much the same, and I know Livingston, it's finally down to about 11,600, you know, cubic feet per second pouring out into the Trinity River. That's the lowest it's been in months. But, you know, we had a little rise, and it jumped up, I don't know, about a week and a half, 10 days, 2 weeks ago.
Right, and, right.
It was from y'all's gates being open, and, you know, we're going, man, where's this water coming from? I said, it's coming from Richland Chambers, man. They're still running up there. But it, Livingston's stable now, and they're catching a lot of white bass, and even black bass. Their black bass bite's been pretty good. And the crappie bites are on pretty good too. You know, the brush pile bite. You know, now that
the brush pile bite, yeah.
Yeah.
Fish cleaning table. I see some crappie catches coming in. I don't ever, at least at our marina, it's pretty much, you know, catfish, crappie, whites, hybrids. I don't hear much from the largemouth guys, but it was kind of interesting with, oh, on the flats that I referenced, it's a big area on the north shoreline, straight across from Fisherman's Point Marina, that you come up out of that 50-foot main lake water onto a steady ridge that goes, you know, 40, 30, 20, and eventually you're in 5 to 10 foot of water where that bait is most mornings being chased. And usually we got a little MEP spinner. Somebody may have a torpedo or a rattle trap on, just anything small and shiny. And I'll often, when they get in that 5 to 10 foot water, I'll bump a slab across the bottom, just kind of playing while customers are, you know, doing that top water thing.
Right.
And we got grass hydrilla growing now. I did not really realize it. X number of years ago, when those lakes were down really bad up in North Texas in drought conditions, 3 or 4 years, we lost all our grass on the flats, and the bass guys just, you know, they love that. That stuff is starting to grow again. So I don't know what it means. If the next year or two, we may have some, those largemouth guys will fish the edges and then punch holes in the middle of it, you know, with their jigs and stuff. And they just hadn't had that opportunity on that area of the lake the last few years. But
Right. Whatever
causes grass to grow and die and all that, it's starting to grow again. So I don't know. I'm kind of lost.
Good news for the bass bubbas, I can tell you that. They like fishing that hydrilla, and it's a great,
great
cover for bass. They love it.
Yeah, we are headed into what usually is a little lull, and it's a welcome lull. It's usually mid-March when spring break starts, all the way through mid-August when school starts back, that we're on the lake, you know, about 6 days a week, and we're just about to hit the point where we shut her down a day or two a week just because, you know, football, school, band, kids,
right. All
that stuff is about to go back, and it's been a good spring with a good population of fish, and I'm kind of looking forward to October, November already. I'm rushing it. I shouldn't, but
I'm ready for fall.
I'm ready. But it's been a good year. The fish are still biting. You just got to work for them now. It's not easy like it is during April, May, and June. But,
well,
you know,
100 fish per boat per day sounds pretty easy to me.
It's not every day. You know, us fishermen exaggerate a little, but it's good. It's good. You get on that school fish and you got, well, I had a granddad. I'll tell you one quick story. I know you got callers, but it kind of depends on the clientele, how many you put in a boat. If you got, whether it be pawpaw or the grandkids or whatever that can handle a bait caster or a retrieve rod and reel that will, you know, make it a little faster than those push button Zeb goes, you will catch a lot more fish that are chasing these, you know, small moving bait. I had three grandkids and the granddad with me on one day last week. Wednesday or Thursday, and the two smaller ones, which were junior high age, were on their school fishing team. I didn't realize that it had gotten to the point where the junior high kids,
least
in their town.
It's gone big time. I mean, it's spreading. They'll be doing it in elementary before it's over with.
Well, that's great. Those two younger ones beat their cousin, who was about an 18-year-old and hadn't really ever fished much, but they brought their own, you know, nice rods and reels and their bait casters. And, you know, here's a small 12, 13, 14-year-old kiddo on the bow of that boat swinging that bait caster out there and just darn near ever cast catching a fish, you know, making his older cousin look a little bad, who I had given a Zebco to. So, you know, it just kind of depends on the group.
When your people show up with good equipment and everything, you look it over and go, "Yeah, it's going to be a good day."
Oh, they get out of the truck and they're 15 minutes early and they're raring to go versus 30 minutes late and got
to take a little egging down to the boat.
That don't happen. That don't happen on your boat, does it?
Not really. Not the guys I got these days. They're hardcore. They're foaming at the bit like a racehorse ready to jump out of the gate, baby.
Yeah, that's the days I know I'm never picking up a rod. All I'm doing is taking off fish and running the trolling motor. So,
yeah.
You know, it's fun. I'll let you get on to your next caller, but I appreciate the time.
Hey, amen. You bet, Royce. It's always good to hear from Richland Chambers, man. Somebody wants to come up and fish with you at gonefishing.biz. Yep. Give them some info.
903-389-4117. You said it, gonefishing.biz. And, we got a calendar that opens up a little in August. So if you want to catch a few fish, come on up.
All right, buddy. Hey, Royce, have a good Sunday. Always a pleasure talking to you, my friend.
Appreciate it, Mickey.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bud. See you now. All right, Royce Simmons, really good guy, man. Nice, nice guy. All right, let's get to our phone lines. We got Joe up next in Hempstead. Joe, what's up?
Hey, Mickey, how's it going?
Good. How are you, sir?
Oh, pretty good. Now, what I was going to talk about is these snapper limits. You know, it's been a pretty bad summer weather-wise.
Yes.
A lot of people have not been able to get out to catch snapper.
No.
But I can guarantee you, probably August 3rd, I think the date is, they're going to shut it down.
Right.
And they're going to tell you the quota has been met. Now, I don't know how they can meet the quota when a lot of people aren't even going fishing.
No, they're not. It's, there's those weather windows just hadn't been enough for it to affect the quota in my books. Hey, Joe, could I put you on hold right quick? I just forgot. I got a break coming up. Let me come back to you if you don't mind, sir.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, hang with me. Well, I need to tell everybody about Onyx PFDs. You know, approximately 70% of all fatal boating accident victims drown, and out of that 70% of them, 87% were not wearing a personal flotation device. You know, a PFD, it's like wearing a seatbelt. It's the biggest safety feature proven to save your life. And the Onyx AM24, that's the one I wear. It's very comfortable. It's convertible from automatic to manual or manual-only inflation. It has a low-profile design, and it keeps you comfortable, especially in this hot weather. And it has a soft neoprene neckline that won't rub you raw when you move from spot to spot in rough water. It has a durable ripstop fabric that resists tears and punctures. And inflatable PFDs are not recommended for children and non-swimmers, but Onyx has a complete lineup of flotation devices to fit every situation. For more information, visit onyxoutdoor.com, or you can check them out firsthand at Academy Sports and Outdoors. I wear Onyx PFDs. You should, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 619 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back to Joe and Hempstead and finish our conversation with him. All right, Joe, thanks for holding. I had to take that.
Okay, anyway, they just did a what they call the big snapper count. Bunch of the scientists got together,
right,
over a 2 or 3 year period, and they came up with 9 million snapper, and the feds were coming up with 3 million. They had three times as many snapper in the Gulf as what they thought they had.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, but yet they didn't up the limits, or they're not going to up the time that you'll have to go catch them.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of that's political, you know.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, I think it's, you know, the commercial fishermen giving them people money, and that's just to hold the limits down, you know.
When well, that's the way it is in any aspect of life these days, just follow the money. You know why that, you know the reason then. It's all about the money. Everything, every aspect.
Everything is political.
Yes.
But, you know, that's what I had to say. And I was also going to tell you, Monday, I'm coming out with a new offshore book.
Are you?
Yeah, I got the, you know, Freeport Galveston book. But I'm coming out with, I've had a couple calls wanting like a Louisiana book.
Right.
So I'm coming out with what I call Sabine Pass to Calcasieu Pass offshore book. And it's going to have about 100 spots. And it's going to go out to about 100 miles.
Got you. Well, cool. So, well, before you get off here, how do they get a hold of you to get a copy? What's the best way?
They can call me at 979-921-5029.
All right, Joe. Well, you have a good Sunday, my friend. Good hearing from you, and take care.
Okay, you too, Mickey.
All right, Joe. See you, bud. All right. It's 622. Let's go to Guitar Dave now, up on the north side. Dave, what's up?
Hello. Hey, Captain Mick.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Can you hear me now? I heard, you bet.
Yeah, I heard the bell ring. Hey, no, yeah, I'm back. Actually, I'm back over here on the north side, but I mean, I'm going to head back over there as soon as I get through here to Willis. But, man, I was lurking around there at Stowaway Marina yesterday morning about 5 o'clock.
Lurking. The fish like that. Yeah. Lurking around, man.
Well, I'm studying, you know. I mean, I brought my fishing rods, but I'm studying what's going on, and the fish dude was already gone, and so I seen some, yeah, I know, and so I seen some lights over there on the bridge. So I walked to that bridge. I guess I'm just gonna call it Cavalry Road Bridge, you know, right there.
Right.
And I walked over there, and there was a couple there that they had these lights that, you know, LEDs that you could, like, this a little bit bigger than your cell phone,
right?
But they were on the other side of the railing there, the galvanized railing, and they just stuck them on there, and they had their rod and reels out, and this man and this lady, and they caught a couple catfish. And then, but what amazed me was on the tip of his rod, it was glowing, and I'm like, what do you got up there? He said, man, look here. And he reached down in his tackle box and he pulled out a cork. Okay. And then he pulled a it's a glow stick,
right.
that he said you can get, you know, and he pulled the stick out of the cork, and then he broke that glow stick and stuck it in there, and he goes, then when you can throw out there in the water, then you can see your cork if it goes under, and then you can see the tip of your rod, you know, in the dark over there when it's, right. it's bobbing. Yeah, and you know, and Captain Mickey, I fish with blind people over there, like when I was in Temple fishing for crappie, and the blind people, they do make a little bell that you clip on the end of your rod and reel, you know.
Yeah, I was ask you about that. How does a blind man see his cork go under?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, I was
keep that slack out and feel the cork go down.
Well, know? Hey, and then, hey, dude, you remember that one time we went fishing with this blind dude, and on his first cast, he caught like a 22-inch speckled trout, you know, and I was like, whoa, you know, and he blew us away. I mean, because they got the, you know, they can't, you can't see all your other senses, I guess, you know, are in heightened, you know, so, and then, hey, if I could, and then I when I was in Willis yesterday, they had a party going on down the street down there, and I go down there, and Captain Mickey, I mean, I'm kin to half them people over there, and there's a lot of the listeners that, you know, they know me from this show here, but they know you too, and so Richard and Robert, you know, they were there, and they were throwing washers and just having a little party and having a good time, so they wanted me to tell you, hey, and then, hey, on the boat names, one time we were demoing, you know, all the office buildings we've demoed, we had to go through and take all the nameplates off the door. So I was going and taking the nameplates off and everything, and I got to this one door, and the first name was Petty, P-E-T-T-Y, and the last name was A-S-P-O-O-R, Petty Aspor. And I'm like, man, that'd be a good name for a boat by the time you spend all your money on it. Well, hey, Cap Mick, let me get through over here cleaning this parking lot. I ain't heard no gunshots out here right now, but
well, that's, you know, good. If you do, duck. Yeah. Hit the dirt.
No kidding. That's what I'm talking about, running the dugout, you know. So, oh, man, that was something else, wasn't it? Oh,
yeah,
man.
I'm telling you. All right, yeah. Buddy.
Well, hey, well, Cap Mick,
day,
I appreciate
Dave.
It.
We'll see you, man.
Hey, thanks. Happy All fun right. Sunday, everybody. Okay, thank you.
All right, later, buddy. All right, next up, let's go to George in Fort Bend. George, what's up?
Hey, Mickey, how's it going, man?
Hey, man, what's going on?
I just wanted to follow up because I failed to have that website on hand last week. It's called TexasBeachWatch.com. TexasBeachWatch.com. And,
yeah,
and actually, that was
here.
Father's Day. Yes,
yeah,
it was Father's Day when I called in originally, and then the following week, of course, we had that incident here in Crystal Beach, unfortunately.
Yeah, instead of Galveston Beach Advisory, it's TexasBeachWatch.com, okay?
.com, exactly. Yeah. And when you go on there, you'll see a bunch of, you know, they got the map, you know, and you can get on there and look at that, and, you know, the red and the green and the yellow. Red is, you know, a no-go, and yellow is cautionary, and green is good, 30, you know, 35 or below coliform units. But I forwarded you an email yesterday, so check your email when you.
Yeah, I was reading it off earlier, and the levels are
numbers,
very high on the beach right now. It's not good.
It's a spikes, you know. Like I was saying last week, it's a real roller coaster. So if you go ahead and get on that, stay informed. And sign up. They've got the counties. They got the beaches and the separated into different counties, and you'll get them daily, just about. And that's why I forwarded that one to you, because that's an astronomical level. I'm gonna be honest right here. You know, Mickey, I'm all about truth. Vitam impendere viro. You know, less Latin, and.
I kind of figured
that's got to be related.
Sound like Johnny Ringo or Doc Holliday.
Yeah, or Gus Gus, Lonesome Dove. He had that sign. It had that sign with that Latin phrase in it. See, I'm a Larry McMurtry fan. I read, you know, his novels. But anyway,
that was a great book and a great show.
That's the role of his life. Robert Duvall, you know, said that was probably the greatest role he ever portrayed. Him and then Tommy Lee Jones and
Tommy Lee Jones,
Augustus. McCall.
Laurie Darling. All right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. But anyway,
I like
back
these
to,
beach advisory
know.
Levels. You know, low bacteria counts less than 35 CFUs, and then high bacteria counts higher than 104, mediums between 35 and 104 CFUs. But
exactly.
And
we
it's
were
not
like
for
10
the,
times
the,
over.
Well, it's,
sorry.
It's so not I, for the Vibrio vulnificus, or however you pronounce it, but it's more the Enterococcus, which is fecal bacteria. And it's all bad. Bacteria is bacteria, and you don't want it in your blood.
When you get levels that are 10 times over the high, that to me is a cautionary tale.
Yeah, look at Surfside at 9th Street. The bacteria count there is 1491.
That's why
Normal is 34.
That's alarming.
That is alarming.
See, that's got to be related to a release somewhere. I just wish we could track that. I mean, it's impossible. There's a lot of, traffic up and down that ship channel. And then, of course, we have a lot of industry, in different areas. And I noticed right around, like the jet Freeport channels and things like that, just south of there at Quintana, there's, I monitor that now, and it's a lot of high readings in that area, but anyway, I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade again, but I just want people to be informed.
Well, sure.
The more data we have, the better decisions.
Well, safety first is the way I look at it.
Exactly.
People have a right to know.
It's not worth, and like you say, you can just get jabbed, you don't have to be in the water.
No, you get hit by a ray in that water or hit by a hard hit or something in that water, and that's a good way for the bacteria to enter your system.
You get
any kind of cuts or scrapes or cut your foot on an oyster shell or something, and it's alarming.
Yes, sir. Hey, Mickey, I appreciate it, man. I just wanted to follow up because
I
failed on that a couple weeks ago. Thank you, sir. Y'all have a good one out there.
See you now. Bye-bye. Take care. Well, folks, the Belleville Meat Market, they're located right in downtown Belleville. They're a short drive from Sealy on I-10 or Hempstead on 290. And when you get downtown, just look for the big white sign. You'll see the processing facility and meat market are right next door to one another. They've been owned and operated by the Poffenberger family for 40 years. They do such a fine job out there. This will be my 14th season with them, with hunting season right around the corner. And there's no better place to drop off your wild game than the Belleville Meat Market. Excellent processing, excellent packaging, and 28 great flavors of pecan smoked sausage to choose from. Plus, their award-winning summer sausage. I highly recommend it. It's so good. And all their other products they turn out there. And if you're looking for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, check out their meat market. Excellent barbecue there, all kinds of great amenities and products they turn out at the Belleville Meat Market. Check them out on the web at bellevillemeatmarket.com. You can actually go online, make an order. They'll ship it right to your door. Or call them at 979-865-5782. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Rise and shine. Hey, Hardy, wake up. Homer, get up and go wake up. Slim over there. Hey, up. Out of those sands into your britches. Come on, Jim, get up. Thank God, get up. Let the sun catch you sleeping.
Mr. Neilinger, what's for breakfast?
Stewed apples, bacon, and biscuits.
Well, forget the apples. Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Burning daylight?
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Final segment already. Goodness, where does time go? 6:38 here in the Bayou City. If you care to get a call in before it's over, we'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. Give us a call. We'll get you going here at Sports Radio 610. All right, next up, let's go to old Ed Harper, Mr. Safe Floor himself, see what he's up to this morning. Ed, what's going on?
Good morning, Mick. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, man?
All right, just hanging in there like everybody else.
I know it.
I thought I'd let you know that Tuesday I called Tim at Texan Roofing. Wednesday night, they were done. Had my roof on.
You're kidding. That fast, you sent me a text, and I sent you his number, and I'm going, I can't believe he's already got your roof on, and you're good to go. Those guys are awesome, though, aren't they?
Well, they did a great job. It looks great, did good. It couldn't have been any better situation. And I was about 6 years, I figure, from needing a roof. But one of my neighbors around here somewhere was celebrating the 4th of July with his gun and shooting in the air. I had 3 bullet holes in my roof. How about that?
That is not good. You know, and people don't realize what goes up must come down. And when these guys get all drunked up and celebrating, I know they get overwhelmed in the situation, but you go to busting off firearms and shooting up in the air, that bullet's coming down. And, you know, luckily it was your roof that got hit and not you or somebody else.
Well, yeah. One went in my garage, one went in the kitchen, one went in a bedroom.
If you're going to bust off, shoot into the ground, you know.
Yeah, why even do it?
If you just got to bust a cap, shoot into the ground. It won't hit anybody but the ground.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to thank you and tell you them are some good guys.
They are. You can't get any better people. Tim and that bunch, I've taken him and some of his guys fishing before, and, you know, I can't say enough good things about them. They stand behind their product, and you'll never have any trouble with those guys. I promise you that. I'm a real advocate of Texan Roofing. Good. And, boy, they love to fish. They're outdoorsmen like we are, buddy.
Good. And I figured that. But anyway, I just thought I'd let you know I was very happy.
And, you know, everybody that I've referred him to have always called me and said, man, what a great bunch of guys. They were real polite, and they got the job done. Bingo. Just, you know, quick turnaround.
Yeah.
Excellent job.
Yeah,
that's good to hear, Ed. I appreciate that.
My insurance agent isn't even going to be here till Wednesday. I'd take a bunch of pictures.
Oh yeah. Well, how's your line of work going? The safe floor business. Y'all staying busy?
Oh yeah, we always stay busy.
I know you do.
I think Brandon is fixing to open up on Lake Erie and Lake Michigan.
All the way up there.
Yeah. Well, he's been going up there every summer and doing work and doing stuff, and just got back, and he said this is just too much up there. He's going to crank that on up too. But we're, of course, here all the way to Florida.
Well, those boats up there need a little love too, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he just did a 1,000-square-foot job up there.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big boat.
That's a lot of boat floor. That's right, 1,000 square feet. How about kayaks? Do you have any guys ever want to do that in their kayaks?
We've done a few. Yeah, we've done a few, but not very many. I don't know what it is about the kayaks, but, you know, that's all right. It don't matter if they're that little all the way up to the giant. We don't care.
I know. Y'all do everything from little flat bottoms all the way up to big post boats and everything. That's y'all even done ship decks, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I sure like mine, my old Kenner. It feels good and looks good in there, and it's held up real nice. How long have I had that in there now? Probably 10 or 12 years?
Yeah, probably about 12.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
yeah, old Ed Harper. Hey, do you triple-tail fish much anymore? Are you still chasing triple-tails in the summertime?
No, I'm thinking about it a lot, but I just don't get to do it. Of course, the wife had a problem here a couple years ago, and I'm having to do everything at home now and everything that I can at the shop. That's the reason Brandon is doing. So it's and I'm going downhill a little. So I'm not going to bother anybody and be a burden to anybody, so I don't go out anymore. You know, I would love to one time at least. But, well, oh, well, you know.
Brandon still fishes quite a bit. Get him to take you. He's still running. Oh, still running that Boston Whaler, isn't he?
Oh yeah. I'll be shocked if it isn't out right now. You know, he's
knowing him. He's probably out there. He's probably launching right now, or already gone.
Oh, no, he's gone. It ain't no. he's been gone. You know, he's. I guess they're doing snappers right now. They went down and went out at Freeport the other day. But, he's steady after them all the time. And having fun, you know, that's what you do when you're younger.
That's right. Full energy, man. Work and fish.
Yeah, until you wore out.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, I just thought I'd call you and thank you.
All right, Ed. Hey, it's always good hearing from you, buddy, and I'm glad Tim took good care of you, and I knew he would. That's why I gave you his number. He's the man.
Yep, them some good people.
They are.
Have a good week.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right.
All right. Old Ed Harper. Good to hear from him. He's a really good guy right there, too. If you need a boat floor, go see him. He'll hook you up. All right, let's go to Kayak Dave. Hadn't heard from this rascal in a while. Dave, where you been hiding, man?
Man, I had a case of pneumonia. Yeah, I did.
Not you. You're fit as a fiddle and twice as high strung. What's up?
No, man. Since March, I've had clots in my legs. Had both of them plumbed out.
Good Lord.
And then I come catching something. Even though I got the shots, I still caught something, and I ended up with pneumonia.
Oh, Lord.
But let me tell you, man, I was actually hitting them pretty good.
Yeah, you were. Now, the last time I talked to you, you'd been doing pretty good. You were hitting some good fish, man.
Yeah, man, I'm talking about getting some tugs.
And a tug is a drug.
You can't beat a good tug.
No,
sir. Like last time, Nick, I've been going, leaving from home around 3 o'clock.
Dang.
In the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the storms. Man, I didn't have storms blow me where I couldn't even come in.
Boy.
But, hey, it ain't been, hey, what does the storm do other than cool you down?
True.
But, yeah, man, and look, I done talked to some serious idiots out there who's telling some lies about some fish, too, I tell you that. You run to some guys, and they go to talking to you, hey, Mick, and they don't like you either. They don't like Mick.
They don't like me?
They don't like me either because we catch fish.
Well, they're going to have to get in line if they're going to hate me. There's a bunch
of them. Look. No, you know what it is. They don't like who you call. I say, Mick is calling guys, you know, that's going to answer. You guys ain't going to talk and don't even know how. They're kind of crazy.
Yeah,
guy was trying to tell me about big trout, and it's like, dude, you can't tell me anything about big trout. he's acting like you can go out in any week and catch a 7-pounder like it ain't nothing. I'm saying. Then he says, no, man, we're catching nines. I say, dude, you'd have free boats if you'd have caught 9-pound trout.
Yeah,
down here in the middle coast.
Some guys' sevens and nines are bigger than others.
Yeah,
we know about that factor. If they were cheap, everybody'd be catching them, and they're
not. Look, Mother Nature's taking care of us, Nick. Because look, we didn't have a bunch of trout come in to the bay, and they usually seem to be coming in as tide runners on these big old tides. We get the big old flood tides. And they're moving so fast that people can't catch them. I sit there and talk about 7, and boats is just coming all around me, and they're looking at me like dumbfounded. And I wasn't even keeping. I thought 2 that I gut it, and I was throwing the rest of them back because I was catching sand trout the same size with those guys. And one day I caught 20 reds, Mick.
20 reds.
All right, so when you have flooded conditions, people always want to fish on the front side of the reef. And they don't want to fish in the messed up oysters all strewn all over the place, mud, thick. That's where the fish are at.
Oh, yeah.
Because when boats come through, 6 boats come through, there hardly any of the fish sitting in the cut anymore. They're not. Because most of the time I'm near a drain or a cut. So if a bunch of boats come through, just forget about it. don't even pay any attention to that area. Get over in the flats, and it's got fish moving around over there.
Yeah, and get you some get on a good flat that has a few points and undulations and mixed mud shell mix. And we're seeing that on the bigger reefs right now too. These fish are holding on one end or the other. It depends on which way the tide's moving. And they'll be right where that shell drops off in the mud, and that's kind of been the ambush point for the better catches right now.
Oh, yeah, but I tell you what. And then I was fussing with these folks because they wouldn't give me no dang antibiotics. So I played toy on them. So I went up there and told them, look, I've been suffering with this stuff like for months. I need these antibiotics like right now, and nobody gave them to me. So this guy gave me a double load of antibiotics, a COVID antibiotics and another like a six pack. So yeah. I had double antibiotics. I ate them suckers, and sure enough, man, I'm about to go on about a 2-3 mile walk this morning. I'm going to come back and cut the yard because the next 3 days, you're going to catch hell keeping me off the water. I'm going to be down there.
Well, I don't blame you. You know, it's high pressure setting in. It's going to be hot, but I think our winds are going to stay down for a while now, and we'll kind of get into that summer pattern and have those calm mornings and breezy afternoons.
Yeah, I'm going to have a little canopy overhead, and I'm going to basically be in the water. So.
Heck yeah, man. Stay hydrated.
Yeah, you can go get in a spot, even if you have, I'll tell you what, Mick. These flood conditions make it harder for people to catch fish. Because I know if you keep trying to do the same old crazy stuff, like you catch one, you catch two, and you be thinking, I know the fish are there. But no, they're not there anymore. So a lot of times people are going to run them off. But if you get near these drains, especially late, close to when everybody's petered out.
Well, yeah, after everything's settled down, sure.
Yeah, because anybody who went out there at 5 o'clock in the morning ain't worth a darn at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, no. 5 o'clock, he ain't out there no more.
No, they're thinking about getting to the house. You know, and that's the way I used to fish when I fished weekends when I was running 7 days a week on Sundays. I would go out at noon and fish till almost dark or even dark and just kind of fish in behind everybody. Everything will settle out, and those fish will get stable and comfortable. Boy, we'd go out and wear them out on Sunday evenings, tear them up.
Yeah, I hadn't been well enough. The last time I went, I got to the water about 5:30, went through two or three storms just getting out of Houston, stopped, talked to people, done all kinds of stuff because I was going. I just needed to be a two-hour slot in between some storms. Sure enough, got out there. Nobody out there. I was nailing them on some of everything. But you know what? You had to kind of dead stick them in a way.
Yeah.
Because you had to, like, especially in the current. So even in current, when nobody's there and nobody got it disturbed when the water's coming in, or when everything's disturbed in the flats, close to the bank, right behind little reefs, and yeah, they're there. You can catch some. You can get a tug. You get a pattern going. It's like, you know, you can't get
a
little bit.
You know what's going on. You got it down at that down current side on them reefs. Tide's coming in. Fish the incoming side of the reef on the back side of it. Tide's going out.
You gotta fish
the other side of it. Use your
head. You got to fish the ugly water, too. If you're sitting up there fishing the pretty water.
Well, the bait's going to hold. And, you know, if you got that differential, you know, where you got good water and off-colored water, the fish are going to be in that off-colored water. Because that's where the bait's going to be hiding at. They're going to hide in that dirtier water.
Oh, I tell you what. There's a stupid bull shark out there, too.
Oh,
and
boy.
Some gars.
They're getting bad. Well, if you got gar, you got trout. I've always said that. I mean, every time I've ever waded somewhere where there was a lot of trout, there was always rolling gar in there in the middle of them. Always.
Yeah, also.
The bulls are bad right now, man, and especially they're showing up where the trout and the redfish are. They're hungry. They're looking for food.
Now, I hear people all the time talking about using a chunk of skipjack to catch reds. I had never catched them that way, but I tell you what, if you got a 9-inch mullet, anything over about 6 inches, if you put him out there on a number 8 treble, it doesn't have to be no big treble.
No.
And let him play around. He's pretty much going to catch a red.
Yeah, they'll find him.
But a lot of times, you'll catch him if you're not holding on to the rod, because a lot of times he done took the darn thing, but he ain't got a hook yet. But if you let that rod go to singing, anyway, I'm giving them too many tips. They ain't going to listen no way, Mick. But anyway, we're about to be back at them.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're doing better, man. Just hang in there. Live to fish another day,
struggle,
man.
Man.
You got to take care of yourself first. You can't get out there and get them if you ain't in good health. You got to do what's right.
You know, I can tell you another thing, too. You're not feeling that well and you think you can't do nothing, man. When you get out of there, you force yourself to do it. You didn't forget about the fact that you wasn't feeling well. You just got stuff to get done right now.
Hey, mind over matter, baby.
All right, Nick, we out of here.
Take the pain. All right, buddy. Hey, Dave, good to All hear right. from you, man. See you.
All right. We're back in the swing.
Go for it. Get them. All right, man. All right, that's Kayak Dave wrapping her up here on the Outdoor Show. Well, Mud, it was a good Sunday. It went by quick, man, and I hope everybody has a great fishing week coming up. Hope the weather cooperates and everybody's able to get out on the water and catch a few fish and have a good time. First of all, be safe and watch out for the other guy. You never know when you might get run over out there, but it's all good. Well, thanks for tuning in to the Outdoor Show. We'll be back Thursday morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.